This is Wicked Rhody, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hey, 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 everybody. How's it going? My name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for joining us today. The first official weekend of May. Mary, what does that mean?
Oh, my goodness. It's my birthday weekend. That's what it means. Let's
and
be
what
real.
Else? And what
it's
else does
Cinco
it mean?
De Mayo. And then we've got something very, very special for you guys. That's right. It's May. It's Justin Timberlake singing "It's Gonna Be May." You've probably seen all of the memes pop up earlier this week. I myself have been listening to that song and reliving all of those moments. That's really taken over by storm, hasn't it, Ben?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And our appreciation to our thanks to Justin Timberlake and the rest of the fellows over there in Star Sync for their contributions to this week's episode. It's something that obviously they weren't planning on that happening in the day, you know, with all of that, you know, when the album came out. When did that album even come out? Because it was the No Strings Attached, right?
2004? Maybe 2002. I'm saying 2000. That's what I'm putting my money on, is 2002. Let's see if I'm right.
It might have been maybe. I don't know. We'll have to do some research on that if you know.
No Strings Attached. I loved that album.
Yeah, I remember. See, and the reason why I questioned the 2002 is because I had my, well, maybe it was because I had my red Ford Ranger pickup truck at the time. I remember listening because back in the day, the radio stations actually debuted the actual album. This was back way back. Yeah. So
2000. It was 2000. March 20th, 21st, 2000. Look at you. Yep. Yep.
It was, I had my red Ford Ranger pickup truck. Awesome truck. I love that vehicle. That was before I got into the Jeep world. But, they probably had no idea that that song would take off the way it is, because he's saying it's going to be me, but
correct,
the way he pronounces it, enunciates, utters, it's going to be May.
So I guess whoever was helping them out during that time had said, you know, kind of make it like a little southern, like you're from Tennessee. It's gonna bang May, but like it doesn't sound like me at all. So not only is it hysterical because it's completely the wrong lyric from what was actually expected, but now it is, as you like, kind of like kept in time. In every single end of April, it comes back out. I saw a hysterical video, by the way. It was, you know how people do those fake like chats back and forth where they can like fill it in and, you know, it becomes like a little video. And it was all of the crew of NSYNC messaging back and forth with Justin Timberlake on April 29th, being like, do you know what tomorrow's going to be? And it was awesome. So if you missed out on it, it is still the first week of May, and you can get your JT It's Gonna Be May fix. But in addition to it being the first week of May, not me, the first week of May, there's a lot of great things going on.
Yes, including, as you mentioned, your birthday. So congratulations on finally reaching 24 years old. So
well,
proud
thank
of you.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Any big birthday weekend plans?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be out of the state again. I've been traveling a lot. So I'm like, while this, you know what's crazy? While people are listening to this, I will actually be in the air flying down to Florida, making, you know, where it actually feels like spring. And I'll be heading down there for a good 4 days, going to see some girlfriends. And then I come back on my birthday to go to a wedding. And after the wedding, I'm going to eat a taco because
good
it's my birthday
you.
And it's Cinco de Mayo.
And you should actually feel better when you go down south, because the allergies shouldn't be as bad as they are up here. It seems like we're just getting blasted with all the pollen and the various allergens floating around.
You know, it's been bad. When it rains, you think you're going to be okay, but really you forget. It's just making the flowers even stronger.
Right. Well, it helps a short bit. It kind of washes everything down, but then you're right. Once the sun hits again, it just poofs right there. So our appreciation also to everybody who voted for us over the past month for the 2019 Best of Rhode Island Awards. Got a lot of messages, a lot of support. I was super late in getting my own stuff out there, Mary, just because, you know, so many things happening with Little Foster Man and a lot of different things that we're involved in. But I know we were pushing it on the podcast side, so thank you so much. Obviously, we are in the same boat as you. We won't know until that edition of Best of Rhode Island or Rhode Island Monthly comes out, or well, we'll get a little advance notice if we get invited to the party. They should just invite us to the party just because. But
just
because. Nonetheless. But it was funny because I had posted up a video on my page, and somebody said, oh, I had no idea you guys had the Wicked Roadie podcast as well. I didn't know that was you. And I, to that I said, you listen to it, right? Yes. And we start, the script, Mary, hasn't changed in 135 episodes.
Right.
You start by saying, hello, my name is Mary Larson, and I reply with, and I'm Benda Castro.
Oh, well. They may not be the most attentive listener, I guess.
I mean, unless they just hit the fast forward button a few times and go right to the content.
Sound like a chipmunk.
Yeah, we won't deprive you of any of that. So whatever it is, thank you so much for voting. Thank you for your support and for listening. And if you tuned in while you're on the road working or getting errands done, just listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you know where to find the information. WickedRoadiePodcast.com.
Well, we are so excited to continue talking about our newest sponsor, FloatRI, located right in Post Road in Warwick. I mean, guys, if you know how to get to TF Green, you know how to get to Float. And I can say this because Ben and I have the ability to go. It's an amazing place. It is beautiful. It is spa-like. And they give you all these different services that not only make you feel better, but they balance your mind, your body, your soul. They include Reiki, which I got to have, some massage, fitness classes, aura photography, and of course, the big deal there, the namesake, flotation therapy.
Yeah, we visited Float and experienced some of their service, including the floating. And what that is you spend either 60 or 90 minutes in a private pod. It's full of 10 inches of water and 850 pounds of Epsom salt. By the way, that salt is diluted. It's not just like sitting there in a pile. It's diluted and heated to skin temperature, and it creates this anti-gravity environment, which allows you to rejuvenate, rest, heal, and you walk out with some pretty silky, smoothing, feeling skin there. So you can learn more about FloatRI by visiting our website. And of course, we'll be sharing our experiences in the coming weeks. We'll have some pictures, some videos, some giveaways as well. So our thanks to Leticia and Robin and the entire crew over at FloatRI. All right, Mary, what do we have for this week's Wicked Interesting pick?
Well, as I said earlier in this episode, one of the best ways to kick off May is by celebrating Cinco de Mayo. You know, one of the things that I truly love about Rhode Island is how we go all in on every single holiday that we possibly can. Of course, we're, the only state or one of two states that still celebrates Victory Day. And when people say, why do you have that? I say, because we go all out. If it's St. Patrick's Day, everybody's wearing green and drinking green beer. When it's Cinco de Mayo, everybody's out in the streets having tequila, eating tacos, and dancing around like happy little fools. It's amazing. So now, of course, is the time to get outside. Gone are the cold holidays. It is time to go on over to the Rosendale in Providence for their second annual Cinco de Mayo block party. So this is going to be going on actually on Saturday, which is Cuatro de Mayo, because most of you are going to have to go to work on Monday and you may not want to be out partying the day before. But they also do have it going on May 5th. Oh. So if you do want to be there Cinco de Mayo, you can be Cuatro de Mayo, you can be Cinco de Mayo, you can be all the de Mayos. Because they're going to be keeping this block party going. There's going to be live music, food, tons of giveaways, and the tacos, the street tacos, are a great price point. $3. $3 is going to be beer and margarita specials. Absolutely no cover. You just walk on down. Hopefully the weather's going to be nice, and you can just, you know, park somewhere that it's free, because I hate paying for parking, and generally on the weekends it's free parking anyway. But get a few little steps in, and then eat to your heart's delight when it comes to the tacos. Are you a taco person, Ben?
I am a very specific kind of taco person. Soft shell, beef, a little bit of rice, and that's it.
You don't do cheese?
No. I wish I can do milk, I can do ice cream, but cheese is like drop kicking me in the stomach.
Oh, no.
It's just not good for anybody, including the poor person who has to deal with the bathroom, which in my house is me. But yeah, just sorry to break all your to ruin all your dreams there, ladies and gentlemen. But no, but it's funny because you said all the Mayos, and all I could think of was the episode of The Office where they're going through the personal space, and Gabe, this is later on in The Office, is saying you can't do booby honking, you can't do butt honking, and Kevin goes, well, what about this? And Gabe just goes, all the honkings.
Yes,
so
yes,
all,
yes.
All the Mayos. So it's a very deep Office reference, and my apologies to
it.
Those who had to listen to that. But so this is happening, it's starting Saturday
yep.
and going right through.
That's right.
Well, that's
Potter
awesome.
Don't stop.
That's right. And you know what you were saying earlier, Rhode Island just, we find any reason to party here.
That's
so
it, man. That's it.
All right. That's your Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the Wicked Fun in the 401. Ladies and gentlemen, there is an awesome, awesome weekend of events and baseball happening at the Paw Sox this weekend, beginning on Friday, May 3rd, where it is actually Armed Forces Night presented by TD Bank. And we will be obviously having a wonderful salute to our servicemen and all the various armed forces. But in addition to that, the Fab Four will be there. Not the Beatles. No, the four World Series trophies that they have won as of late. The good news is Rob Gronkowski has not had the opportunity to dent one of those trophies
with a baseball.
Well, what a maroon. But he's just like a giant golden retriever, happy-go-lucky
yes.
dog. How you doing? So that is happening on Friday. On Saturday is our first of 13 nights of fireworks. Of course, this one will be set to the tunes of Harry Potter. Harry Potter-themed fireworks on Saturday. And on Sunday, it's fun day, family fun day at McCoy. If you come when the gates open, you can actually play catch in the outfield. We play the Field of Dreams soundtrack while you do that, which is pretty cool. And then after the game, you can run the bases. And it's not limited to kids. None of these things are limited to kids. This is for all ages. Any child of any age can come out and take photos with the trophies, can take in the fireworks there after the game on Saturday night, play catch on the field, or run the bases. So great weekend to come out to McCoy. It's just going to be great. There's so many just wonderful things happening. And the promotional schedule going out for the rest of the season is just going to be incredible. So we'll be talking about all of that as we get closer. So that's our first one. Mary, what do you got?
Well, I just need to say, whoever planned Harry Potter fireworks to happen my birthday weekend, I normally would get a high five to, except I'm not here, but I'm there in spirit because
I'll
that would be the fireworks that I would want to go to. That's
I'll
amazing.
Skype them for you.
Right?
I'll Skype them for you.
There you go. So this Saturday, if you feel like getting outside, spring's here, you want to go stretch your legs, but also start to, see the public, see other people. Maybe you've been a hermit all winter long. Let me tell you, one of the best places to go people watch and just to feel like you're part of a big community is on the east side of Providence at the Hope Outdoor Farmers Market at Lippitt Memorial Park, right on Hope Street. So they're going to be having their opening day, and not only is it the opening day for the Outdoor Farmers Market, but it's also the first day for the Providence Artisans Market. So that goes in tandem. They're both just in the park. It is dog friendly. It's stroller friendly. There's always live music performing, and this is just a great thing that you can, not only get some local produce, some local meat and fish, but also the best local artisans there. They have paintings, ceramics, jewelry, glass, you name it. They've got it. There's food trucks there. I'm telling you guys, if you have not yet been to the Outdoor Farmers Market in Providence, Saturdays from 9 to 2, this is something you're going to want to do. I've actually taken you there, Ben.
Yes, that was my first experience to a farmers market that was not DeCastro Farms. So, well, this is different.
I loved asking you. So, have you ever been to a farmers market? Yes, Mary. My family's
grew up on a farm.
Farmers.
that was funny. Yeah. But no, the innocence and your pure joy and just and it was great. It was different. I never saw mushrooms growing out of a stump chunk of wood before,
so
could purchase, and people do purchase it, so good
I
luck
did.
To you. Absolutely. I would have paid good money to see what Blake's reaction was on that. Hey, Touch a Truck East Providence is happening on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is presented by the East Providence Area Chamber, and it's awesome. There's going to be 30 different vehicles, over 30 different vehicles to sit on, to climb on, or take photos with. They'll have Mascot Row at 11 o'clock featuring local mascots taking free photos with your favorite characters. There'll be rides throughout the chamber, Choo Choo, the little train they got going around.
Yeah.
Magic tricks throughout the day with Marvelous Marvin. All of this for $5 a person or $20 for a family of four. It's a fundraiser for the East Providence Area Chamber of Commerce. And if you know, these toucher trucks just stop, you know, popping up everywhere. And they're wonderful. They really are.
They
it's
are.
A great way to experience it with your kids. Some are free. This one has a very, very minimal entry fee. And, you know, it is good to help support the local chambers of commerce. They're helping out those local businesses. So check that out. It's the 13th annual Touch a Truck Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It'll be at 1011 Waterman Ave in East Providence, Rhode Island. So just go online. You'll find the map. We'll have the link for you. And I'm sure they'll have plenty of parking there and plenty of directions. And you'll see some of your favorite East Providence police officers. Wink, wink, Craig, I'm talking to you, good sir. And all the fine men and women of the East Providence police and fire departments.
There you go. Well, in addition to celebrating my birthday weekend with tacos, another tradition that I like to do is watch the Kentucky Derby. And sadly,
oh,
I've never been to Churchill Downs. You know, it's a little far away and it costs a lot of money to go. But here's what's great. If you want to get fancy and dig out your derby hat or your seersucker jackets and get in the true spirit of the Kentucky Derby, you can do that right here in Rhode Island. You can head on over to Bristol because Linden Place is going to be having their Derby Day party Saturday from 4 to 8. You do need to get tickets for this event because it is the ultimate derby watching experience. You're not just going to be watching it on somebody's TV. I mean, let's be real. It's the quickest race ever. It takes like 2 minutes. But you get to, it's the whole event. It's the outfits, it's the food, it's hanging out with people, and of course, just having a blast. So at this event, they're going to be having mint juleps, live music, great food, of course, live streaming the 145th annual Kentucky Derby. There's going to be live and silent auctions. There will be prizes for those of you who come best dressed, maybe the biggest hat, the best dressed couple, and more. This is a great fundraiser for the Linden Place Mansion, and it is 21 plus.
All right, so I love the Linden Place and all of this stuff here. I have no qualms with that at all.
Okay.
What I do have a qualm with,
bring it,
is at the end of the race,
yep,
right? Why do they insist on interviewing the winner while he's still walking around on his horse? The horse just wants a carrot.
Right?
Get the jockey off the horse, put him on a little soapbox so he can stand up and be the
yes,
same height as the interviewer. Instead, they got the interviewer riding around on a horse. There's a, you know, there's somebody else, you know, on another horse with the, you know, a little light there and a mm-hmm, microphone and everything. And just let the horse just wants a carrot.
He just wants some water, maybe an apple.
Just give the horse a carrot. The horse doesn't care. He just wants to go chill.
Well played.
Just stop. You know, the whole, you know, everyone's, you know, all excited. The horse is like, oh, get me out of here, please. Okay, I did my job. All right, can I just go home now?
I love it. They're so clueless when it comes to these. I mean, they probably understand it's a big deal, but they still just want, they just want that carrot.
I give the horse the carrot. Wicked family friendly, ladies and gentlemen. Mary, what do you have?
The May Fair 2019 happening in East Greenwich, Rhode Island at Academy Field. This is going to be happening Sunday from 11 to 3. This is going to be the 39th annual May Fair. There's pony rides.
Oh.
So you could pretend that you are a jockey on the Kentucky Derby. There's games, there's entertainment, there's crafts for the kiddos, delicious food by Texas Roadhouse and Jeff's Wood-Fired Pizza, a huge silent auction raffle and more. It is 11 to 3, rain or shine. Now, I'm just telling you this because these two people are kind of a big deal. Elsa, you all know Elsa, right? The Ice Queen.
Yes.
And Spider-Man. They're Ooh, both going to be making an appearance, courtesy of Enchanted Princess Parties. And there's going to be a performance by the Rhode Island Bucket Drummers. So I'm just saying, this is going to be big time.
I don't want to start rumors here.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I kidding? Yes, I do. Elsa and Spider-Man, are they a thing now? I didn't see that on TMZ.
You know, I don't know. This, it could be a pretty interesting situation. Like frosted spider webs? Those are beautiful. That's art.
Yeah, but they break easy. So they'd have to have some kind of a, you know, some kind of like a... you know, an element or some kind of, I don't know. We're going to have to look into the science of that. Yeah. Blake, our executive producer, who has filled in for the past couple weeks for Mary or I. Blake, since you're not filling in, if you could look that up, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thank you. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, no matter where you are in Rhode Island, you are never more than 18 and a half miles from either Connecticut, the ocean, or Massachusetts. So if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, it is over in Seekonk, Massachusetts. Seekonk Speedway, appropriately named. It's 2019 NASCAR opening day, Sunday, May 5th. There will be all sorts of awesome races. 5 races in all 4 divisions. There'll be, and each class, just so you know, will have 5 extra laps. So the races will be even longer. There'll be bigger bonuses. Pro stock, late model, sportsmen, sports trucks, all out there. The Troy City Tactical Spectator Drags kick off the 2019 season, which, Mary, do you know what the Spectator Drags are?
Everything you just said sounded like it was in a different language to me. So no, I don't know car stuff.
All right, here's the deal. You or Blake could take your sedan, your vehicle, not your SUV.
I have a Dodge
the sedan.
Durango.
That won't work. We need a sedan. We need a, you know, Blake's little hot rod there.
The normal 4-door car.
Yeah, he could take that, put it on the track, and race.
Stop it.
Yes. All he needs is a helmet, and he needs to sign a waiver that he won't call the insurance company.
Do people crash in this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They've crashed. And when I tell you they've crashed, I've seen years ago a mother had her son's really fancy Mustang, mm-hmm. and she just, it was at the end of the race, she lost control as she came over the finish line and went right into the wall.
No.
Oh, yeah. Smashed up. And by the way, you signed that waiver, which means you can't claim it on your insurance. You took the risk on your own. So that's all out of your own pocket.
And you're racing against other people, or you're just timing yourself? Oh, wow.
Nope. You race against, it's 2 people, and then the final race is 2 laps. They line up about 100 cars, so they go through, you know, and it's, I did it years ago with a 1989 Mercury Topaz.
How'd that go?
I'm here on a podcast with you, and I am not currently, you know, on any of the various racing teams. So, I did it just to impress all my friends, and it was fun. It was different. The other car smoked me by turn 2. So, turn 2, by the way, Mary, is the second turn you take.
Two. So, and how many turns do they do?
There's 4.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
It makes it oval. So it's a good time. Sunday, 2 to 6 p.m., Seekonk Speedway, 2019 NASCAR opening day. That's our borderline for this week.
We've decided that we wanted to share things that are wicked nice for this state. And that's why we are proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island, helping to spread the word about wonderful opportunities for you, your family, your friends, whoever wants to volunteer in and around Rhode Island. So what do we have first, Ben?
All right. If you want to get involved, the Empowerment Factory is a group that's dedicated to giving children the skills they need to lead happier, healthier lives. They're in need of office assistance to complete grants and grant reporting, make phone calls, organize files, perform office data entry, transcribe correspondence, you know, office things.
Yes.
So if you want to get involved and help them do that and help their mission, you just go over to the United Way's website, our website. We'll give you the link to do that. What else is a good opportunity, Mary?
The Samaritans of Rhode Island is an organization which provides information about suicide prevention and offers support after the loss of a loved one to suicide. So they're looking for volunteers to help with their hotline. The commitment is 24 hours of classroom training, because obviously you don't want to just go into this willy-nilly. So they're going to train you, 200 hours of service, so it's about 4 hours a week. And the next introductory session, there's no registration required, starts May 13th from 6 to 7 p.m. And this is at 67 Park Place in Pawtucket.
And that's a not a commitment thing either, meaning you if you go for this introductory session, you're not locked in. This is just literally what it says. Yeah, an introductory session. It's so important, so needed right now. To learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. All right, folks, as we said in the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
We love to be social, and I know you do too. And let me tell you, if you're taking selfies with tacos in your hand, I want to see it. If you are going to a Kentucky Derby party and you think you have the biggest hat, I want to see it. I want to see all your pics, okay? All you need to do is share them with the hashtag WickedRoady. That lets other people know about the podcast, and you can check that hashtag and see all the other fun things that are going on that didn't make it into this week's episode.
If you're racing your son's wicked expensive Ford Mustang at Seekonk Speedway, we want to see that as well.
Oh, yeah.
So you
can
send that along as well. Hey, if you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can email us at wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com or reach out to us on Facebook. We'd love to work with you.
Well, until next time, folks, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday. And I'll be 24 again.
Congratulations.